Alex Montances is a leader of the Filipino Migrant Center and the National Alliance of Filipinos of Concern. I spoke to him about his family, who was in the hard-hit city of Tacloban at the time of the typhoon.
My whole mom's side of the family, they all grew up in Tacloban, Leyte. So basically, I have about five first cousins who have their own families now who were stuck there in Tacloban during the typhoon. And about four of them, we have no idea what happened to them. They're unaccounted for at this time.
So you have not been able to get in any sort of contact?
No, not at all. Actually, the last time we heard from a lot of them was Friday, probably during earlier in the day before things cut out. The last thing they said was that my uncle's house was completely destroyed and that my godparents were stranded on the roof. Yeah, not too long after that, it cut out. A few days later, we did find out that one of the families that my cousin, Clyde, was able to, they were okay and they were able to take shelter, and they've been evacuated to another city on the island of Samar. So they're okay. But the other four, we haven't heard anything from them or their families.
Has your cousin told you anything about the current status there?
Pretty much that it's just horrible. It's just chaos right now. They pretty much said that the city is just flat, completely flattened. But we're just getting bits and pieces from other relatives and other friends that we have in the area that we've been trying to call, or that we've been, you know, looking on any of the survivor lists that have been posted.
How are you and your family here? How are you guys handling all this?
I think we're doing okay. You know, most of my aunts and uncles are pretty worried, and my mom, of course. So I've been talking to them. You know, we're also doing our typhoon relief efforts here with my organization. So, you know, the days are just blur. And then, you know, when I have free time on my downtime, that's when I'm talking to my family. But, you know, we're holding up.
Yeah. And through your organization, is there anything you recommend that people can do to help out?
Yeah, absolutely. We've learned that trying to send relief goods and trying to ship it is just an impossible task almost. It just gets bogged down. Mm-hmm. So right now we're asking for people to donate monetary donations to our website, and 100% of the proceeds, they go towards disaster relief.
What do you think this all means for the Philippines, for the future of the Philippines?
You know, there have always been natural calamities in the Philippines. You know, it's not a new thing. But I mean, I think with climate change and with this, you know, unprecedented super typhoon, it's really a wake-up call to people. You know, there is no infrastructure really for disaster preparedness there in the Philippines, and the environmental degradation also adds to it. You know, there's a lot of corporations also do logging and mining there, and, you know, the lack of trees and, you know, the water runoff makes a lot of the flooding worse. And also, there's been a lot of corruption in the Philippine government. So a lot of those funds that should be used for public welfare haven't really been put into the disaster relief and preparedness.
That was Alex Montances, campaign coordinator at the Filipino Migrant Center.